perfect faith of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the speech of Imam Musa Saad.
علی چون ایمان کلیه، علی دنیا را فقط برای اقامه حق و ابطال باطل میخواد. دنیا اگر در اون حقی اجرا نشه یا باطلی جلوگیری نشه به درد علی نمیخوره. که برو پیشواره.
Ali is total faith. Ali wants this world only to raise the truth and to reject falsehood. This world, if it is not a place for raising a truth or rejecting a wrong, then it is useless for Ali, meaning that if he wants this world, he wants it for the sake of God. We intend to conclude that Ali's courage is for God and by God's command and relying on God, and his fear is only towards God as well. He is generous because he is not afraid of poverty and poorness, and this is because he trusts in God. And he doesn't wish to grant people's properties and what belongs to public to his brothers. And that is why a particular and complete harmony is seen in all parts of Ali's life. According to Ali, if something is found with anyone other than God, then say no to that. And if anything is from someone other than God, again, say no to it. Otherwise, you will find much discord and controversy in them. Ali never played a game with his faith. In his job, he was the one as at home. And at his home, he was the one as in war. And in war, he was the one as in the mosque. He was always the same person no matter where. And all over God's world, Ali was a friend of God. Anywhere God's satisfaction is found, there everything valuable exists. And anywhere his consent is absent, there exists nothing valuable. On the day of his death, and on the day of being a khalif, he has the same words. This is because the world is a mission for him and a trust with him. This world is as a task and means of working for Ali. Ali kept the same manner at the time he was angry and at the time he was calm. As narrated, when Ali sat on Amr ibn Abdawad's chest to finish him in a battle, Amr spit on Ali's face. Then Ali got up and went for a walk around the battlefield and again returned while people are waiting to see the end. He kept walking till his fury was pacified and then returned and finished Amr. Why? Have a study on the reason behind his action. Because he thought to himself, that what if the hands working on the way of God act faster and stronger on the way of his fury? Why do you think Ali becomes the hands of God? Why? Because if God really had a hand, he would wipe out all the cruel on this earth. Now, God doesn't have hands. But if he had them, he would hit the same place Ali would hit. If God had hands, they would raise the same sword as that of Ali. That is why he became the hands of God, because his hands never moved but on the command and will of God, and his heart never had a beat unless having the love of God inside. And his tears never fell but for the sake of God.
Ulama's speech, a window to the world of prominent Shia clerks and religious authorities.